Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, Episode 1005, for Saturday, February 15th, 2025. This is the BGG Page Views Edition. After hovering in the 30s of late, 2 weeks ago, number 34, last week, number 32, this week jumping up 12 positions to number 20, Arkham Horror, The Card Game, by Nate French and M.J. Newman, published by Fantasy Flight Games, with 17,124 views, a gain of 3,309, or 24%, over what it had last week, although it is about 1,200 fewer than last week's number 20. Still, Arkham Horror returns to the top 20 for the first time in 6 months. Moving up from 21 to 19, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games, with 17,399, 275 more than Arkham Horror, a decline of 3.8%, about 700 views, but it goes up a couple positions. Similarly, up a couple positions to number 18, actually on a multiple-week upward trend. Going back a few weeks ago, it was number 24, then stepped up to 23, 22, last week to 20, now up to 18 for Dune Imperium Uprising by Paul Denon, published by Dire Wolf, with 17,420, just 21 more than Brass. It is a decline of 5%. But it gains those two positions. Climbing from 22 to 17, Spirit Island, by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games with 17,447. 27 more than Uprising, just 48 more than Brass, and that's a decline of 1%. Climbing 2 to 16, Terraforming Mars, by Jacob Frixelius, published by Stronghold Games, with 17,795, about 350 more than Spirit Island, and a decline of 4.9%. The gap from Terraforming Mars at 16 to Arkham Horror at 20 is just 671 views. Down 3 to 15, Slay the Spire, the board game, by Gary Dworetsky, Anthony Giovanetti, and Casey Yano, published by Contention Games, with 18,525, 730 more than Terraforming Mars, a decline of 18%. Re-entering at number 14, Massive Darkness 2, by Alex Oltuno and Marco Portugal, published by Come On, with 19,883. About 1,300 more than Slay the Spire, and its first entry into the top 20 since June of 2022, more than 3.5 years ago, 2.5 years ago. Vaulting from 38 all the way to 13, Endeavor Deep Sea by Carl DeVisser and Jared Gray, published by Burnt Island Games and Grand Gamers Guild with 20,577. That's about 700 more than Massive Darkness and a gain of 70%. A big climb here, up 12 to number 12, back up, Finspan by David Gordon and Michael O'Connell, published by Stonemaier Games with 20,709. Just 132 more than Endeavor and a gain of 22%. As it abruptly reverses the course it has been on the last few weeks of steady decline. Entering at number 11, Cyclades, the Legendary Edition, by Bruno Catala and Ludovic Montblanc, published by Open Sesame Games, with 23,220, about 2,500 more than Finspan, very close to the top 10, but falls just short. So that's actually a lot of new entries compared to last week in the lower reaches of the top 20. New entries from 11 and 14, they weren't even really charting in the top 100 the previous week, but up from 24 to 12, Finspan, from 38 to 13, Endeavor, from 22 to 17, Spirit Island, from 21 to 19, Brass, from 32 to 20, Arkham Horror. It's a lot of new entries. There are only three new entries in the top 10, although, let's see, of these, yeah, two of them come from outside the top 20 also. The three games falling out of the top 10 are, from number 2 to number 23, Fate of the Fellowship. It was number 1 2 weeks ago. Also after 2 weeks in the top 10, falling from 10 to 44, Metal Gear Solid, the board game. And after debuting at number 9, falling out of the top 100, Forest Shuffle Exploration. Number 10, Dune Imperium Bloodlines by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf, with 23,358, just 138 more than Cyclades, and more than double what it had last week when it was number 45, a 35-position climb. It returns to the top 10 for the first time after 11 weeks away, charts for the fourth time overall. Of course, Bloodlines is an expansion for both Dune Imperium, released in 2020 and currently ranked number 6 on BoardGameGeek, and Dune Imperium Uprising, released in 2023 and currently ranked number 15, although it was ranked number 25 the last time Bloodlines was in the top 10. This expansion has new tech tiles and other card types. It also has about 1,900 fewer views than last week's number 10. Number 9, The White Castle by Shea S. and Isra C., published by Devere, with 23,527, just 169 more than Bloodlines, only 307 more than Cyclades. That's a gain of 65% for The White Castle as it returns to the top 10 after 7 months away and charts for the 17th time. Actually, 3 of the last 4 weeks, it is charted exactly at number 31, so it's a 22-position jump. It has recently entered the top 100 on BoardGameGeek, and I think probably the big interest comes from it now being available on BoardGame Arena. Number 8, Ark Nova by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games, with 24,166, about 600 more than The White Castle, and a decline of 7.6%, or almost exactly 2,000 views from last week, but it holds position at number 8. Number 7, Harmonies by Johann Benvenuto, published by Liebelude, with 25,577, 1,400 more than Ark Nova, but a larger decline, both in total, about 2,700 views, and relatively, a decline of 9.4%, although it too holds position. Number 6, Arcs by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games, with 30,501, close to 5,000 more than Harmonies, but a decline of 4.9% as it repeats for the third straight week at number 6. Number 5, Star Trek Captain's Chair by David Turchi and Nigel Buckle, published by WizKids, with 31,338. About 840 more than ARCs and a gain of 35% from where it was last week at number 11. A 6-position climb for its second appearance in the top 10 after 8 months away. Captain's Chair is a 1- or 2-player asymmetric game in which you, quote, command ships, crew, and away teams while you manage resources and alliances, unquote, and is based pretty heavily on the team's Imperium line of games, Imperium Classics, Imperium Legends, and the third one, Horizons. Number 4, SETI by Tomasz Holek, published by Czech Games Edition, with 46,526, 15,000 more than Captain's Chair, and a slight gain of about 400 views, a little less than 1%, as it holds position at the number 4 for the third consecutive week. The gap from 4 to 5 of just over 15,000 views, the gap from 5 to 20 is just over 14,000. So we have a massive gap here, setting off the top 4. Number 3, Ostia by Totsuka Chuo, published by Uchi Bakoya, with 50,569, 4,000 more than SETI, a gain of 6.2%, but it only manages to hold position. So after seeing so many games entering the top 20, flooding in to the top 20 that weren't here last week, at positions 3, 4, 6, 7, and 8, those 5 positions all were the same as last week. Number 2, The Elder Scrolls, Betrayal of the Second Era, by Michael Gerns, Salem Scott, and Ryan Howard, published by Chip Theory Games with 51,083, just 514 more than Ostia, a big 44% increase as it jumps over a couple of games to go from 5 to 2 in its second week back in the top 10 and fourth week overall. Number 1, Aridia by Cody Miller, published by Far Off Games, with 62,886, almost 12,000 more than The Elder Scrolls, a decline of 15%, so off about 11,000 from where it was last week, but still a very healthy performance as it retains the top spot for the second week in a row and the third time overall. And last week we were wondering, are we going to have 6 consecutive weeks with a game landing in the top 100 page views of all time? And the answer is no. That mark of just under 63,000 is only good enough for number 149 overall. For Saturday, February 15th, 2025.